Shalom, אנחנו קוראים
Hello, we are going to be reading from the writings of Balasulam. We're reading Shamati number 25. I shall 28. I shall not die but live. You can send questions. Pertinent questions will be aired during the lesson. You can find the study materials on our site or in the Arbut system under the study material button.
Yeah, let's read.
We'll begin with Shamati number 28, I shall not die but live. In the verse, I shall not die but live. In order for one to achieve the truth, there must be a sensation that if one does not obtain the truth, he feels himself as dead, since he wants to live. This means that the verse, I shall not die but live, is said about one who wants to obtain the truth. This is the meaning of Jonah ben Amittai, the son of Amittai. Jonah comes from the word in Hebrew hona'a, fraud, and ben, son, comes from the word mevin, one who understands. One understands because one always examines the situation he is in and sees that he has deceived himself and he is not walking on the path of truth. Because truth means to bestow, meaning lishma. And the opposite of this is fraud and deceit, meaning only to receive, which is lo lishma. By this, one is later imparted with the amitai, meaning emet, truth. This is the meaning of your eyes are as doves. Einaim, eyes in Hebrew, of Kedusha, called Einaim of the Shekhinah, are Yonim, doves. They deceive us, and we think that she has no Einaim. As it is written in the Holy Zohar, a fair maiden who has no eyes. The truth is that one who is rewarded with the truth sees that he does have eyes. This is the meaning of a bride whose eyes are pretty, her whole body needs no scrutiny.
Yes, what is he trying to tell us here? Balasulam spoke these words. I'll repeat it. It is written, I shall not die but live. Meaning that one who determines that he doesn't want to die spiritually, in the end, he comes to spiritual life. That's the only way. Because he is between these two determinants, spiritual life and spiritual death. A person, in order to come to the truth, must come to feel that if he does not obtain the truth, he feels himself as dead. Since he wants to live. This is how we feel ourselves in a sense and the sense in all kinds of states. Which actually we determine death as a state where we don't want anything at all. We're not against holiness, for holiness, or anything. When desires are taken away from us and we don't want anything in life, this is tantamount to death. Kabbalists call it differently. They say that life and death depend only according to my yearning for holiness. If I want something else from holiness, it's also death. This means that the verse, I shall not die but live, is said about one who wants to obtain the truth, meaning he feels life and death in those two discernments. He advances to above reason, goes above his intellect. He wants to develop his approach to life, not from within his desire, natural desire, but despite it, above it. So he is going toward life. This is the meaning of Jonah ben, the son of Amittai. Jonah comes from the word hona'a, fraud. And ben, son, from the word mevin, understanding. What does he understand? Because he always examines the situation he is in and sees that he has deceived himself. And he is not walking on the path of truth. He is lying to himself. This is basically all of our mistakes. When we lie to ourselves, and then we're happy this way in our feeling, even though it's a lie, in terms of the path. So he deceived himself that he is not walking on the path of truth. Truth means to bestow, meaning lishma, for her sake. And the opposite of this is fraud and deceit, meaning only to receive, which is lo lishma, not for her sake. By this, one is later imparted the amitai, meaning emit, truth. In other words, after the scrutinies of being between truth and falsehood, more and more and more, in the end, he clarifies more and more what is the concept of truth until this concept becomes so obvious in his eyes that he begins to detect and to see the lishma, that for her sake. This is the meaning of your eyes are as doves.
Einaim de kedusha.
Einaim, eyes of kedusha, holiness, meaning of bestowal, the holy Shekhinah, called einaim, eyes of the Shekhinah, divinity. They are yonim, as doves. In other words, they deceive us, and we think that she has no einaim, no eyes. We think that holiness has no eyes, that we can do whatever, that only we exist in the world. This is basically what the klipa, the shell, the opposite of holiness, wants to show us. And we must protect ourselves from it. And one who is rewarded with the truth, meaning who tries to raise himself above reason, sees that she does have eyes. That there are einaim, eyes of holiness, our eyes are yonim, are as doves, they deceive us and trick us into thinking that there is no creator, no shekhinah, no providence, nothing. But everything is in the hands of the wicked. And this is how we advance. If we discover the truth, lishma, in order to bestow, then we see that she has eyes, the Holy
Shekhinah.
The appearance of the Creator in our eyes, in our world. This is the meaning of a bride whose eyes are pretty, her whole body needs no scrutiny. Meaning, if we come to the real eyes, meaning beautiful eyes, lishma, for her sake, we discover seeing the Shekhinah, then we also discover her entire body, her bestowal, all of her bestowal, that she sustains all of reality, the whole world. Kiev. No one else is asking.
Yes, dear Rav, so what does it mean that there are eyes of holiness?
It is providence. When providence is concealed, it seems to us like there is no creator, he's not looking, he doesn't see us, and we are only in our own hands. Or in the hands of blind nature. Or evil nature. But if we rise above it, either through our work or through an awakening from above, when we are given this feeling, when we are elevated a little bit, then we think that there might be eyes after all, and there might be providence, and we are in contact with the upper force.
Only on above reason we get such a state?
When we discover that there is the Shekhinah and she has eyes, meaning that there is the guidance of the Creator over us, and it's tight guidance, and we are in this guidance, we don't exit it, we don't emerge from it, then of course it is through the faith, the power of faith above reason, power of bestowal. So we try to continue going in this way. But again, it's through constantly falling and rising, falling from the guidance as if it doesn't exist, and again we try to raise ourselves by force to open providence, and likewise every time.
Это может быть в десятке такая атмосфера от управления?
Can this be as a certain an atmosphere like that in the ten?
Of course, the feeling of the existence of the Creator and the influence of the Creator on the ten can be like that in a ten, and the ten must be more solidified on top of all kinds of conditions that the Creator arranges for them, so that they want to discover that it came from the Creator, and through all those states, they are dependent and adhered to the Creator.
Dudi.
How can you stop lying to yourself and see that one's not going on the path of truth?
Try to bring yourself back by force to the feeling that you are under the wings of the Shekhinah, under constant governance, and there's nowhere to run, and the Creator is holding us tightly. And every cell, every organ, every thought, and every desire, all of them, every single one of them, are locked on the upper force and are governed by it absolutely and decisively. And a person needs only keep this form in mind and heart that he is being guided to the point of open providence, open guidance. We must exert in this. Ita 4.
Buongiorno, Rav. Non ho capito qual è la differenza tra quando un uomo.
Hello, Rav. I didn't understand what the difference is between you, a person feeling himself dead spiritually and one not wanting anything else. He doesn't want anything else because connected to spirituality or eternality.
Dead means he doesn't want anything in life. He doesn't even want corporeality. We have such states. When we are in a state where we don't care about anything, I prefer to die than to live. That's it. We are given this feeling, made to feel this state, because all of spirituality is a feeling. Our whole life is feeling. It's when we feel that we are in a certain world and it influences us, etc. It is all feelings. There's nothing else. And we were given the brain only to scrutinize our feelings and try to manage it, govern it somehow. So we need to try to constantly be aware what state I'm in, That's number one. Number two, that this state came to me from the Creator. Three, what the Creator wants me to do with after giving me this feeling, having given me this feeling. He is already in the state, in my feeling, because He is managing it, He is doing it. So how should I respond? To the extent that I understand that this is His intention in bringing me to the present state. So here I need to start maybe organizing the environment, the study, all kinds of things. As long as I respond correctly to the situation that I feel, I can turn to the Creator. That's seemingly the simplest, the closest, but to organize the right connection, right plea to the Creator, I may nevertheless need a group, an understanding, and deeper understanding, so that my plea will be as powerful as possible and will bring me to the new state. The Creator wants us to come in dialogue with Him, in conversation with Him, in a mutual connection. And I'm for my beloved is for me. I speak to Him, He speaks to me, and we build a connection to such an extent that the connection grows stronger and stronger to the point where I feel in this connection that we are truly very close to one another, to the point that sometimes I begin to discover that we are actually one. That there is no distance between the receiver and the giver, and back from the giver to the receiver, etc.
Moscow 4.
Moscow 4.
Здравствуйте, Рав. Спасибо.
Hello, Rav. Thank you for letting me ask. What's the difference where there's eyes of divinity and
bestowal? It's bestowal. That's it. In every place, bestowal is what I imagine as the desire of the other, and toward the desire of the other, I work. All of the desires of the other, all of them, the sum total of them, are the desire of the Creator, which I should see in front of me. Because if I come to a state where I relate to all of humanity in its entirety, of course, there are terrible things here. And there are crimes and criminals and whatnot. But if, in general, I want to do good to them, that they will be reformed, that they will be good, meaning that all of them will be in bestowal, in connection. That's it. By this, I bring everything back to the Creator.
Moscow 1.
Hello, World Kli. If I understand correctly, a person can only be in one situation. He can't be in several states simultaneously. And it turns out that our movement is when we move from one state to another. And how do I not stay stuck in the right line all the time? Because you want to continue, you receive some pleasure for yourself, and what obliges me to continue to move?
Mainly, it is connection with the friends. The main thing is connection with the friends. And besides this, it is written, envy, lust, and honor bring a person out from the world. Meaning if you want, if you yearn for greater things, then you can't sit still and yet want to grow. So try to understand that you obtain greater things only if you are in greater power of bestowal.
Можно еще. А вот если пропадает это желание, я не могу ничего с собой сделать.
If possible. Let's say the desire disappears. I can't do anything with myself. I simply sleep or sit.
I understand this, Misha. But... Only work in the group can shake a person. Because then I am more connected to others. And I yearn for something, I do something. Either company or death, as it's written. Only this type of work in society, when we do something together, when we move each other. You can't take an organ from the body and revive it, sustain it. You have to connect it to all kinds of other organs, and they will give to it. It will give to them. And in this way, by mutual giving, this is called life. Life is connection. Connection among parts, not in each part individually, but in the connection between them. This is why we have to come to, we have to disseminate, we have to do all kinds of works, we have to organize ourselves in congresses and whatnot, in order to feel the changes. And this is the main thing that brings changes. When I take the society and begin to work with them and organize something, then even if we forget, if we're not so precise in our spiritual work, nevertheless, by this we come to, we achieve great corrections. Even work in the ten without much of an intention, because initially we forget about the intention during the work. Nevertheless, it's more instrumental, it's more effective than just sitting and doing all kinds of intentions, unifications. Mach 22.
Всем здравствуйте. Меня слышно?
Да.
Hello, everyone. Can you hear me?
Здравствуйте.
Yes.
Рав, здравствуйте, уважаемые дорогие.
Hello, Rav. Hello, friends.
Очень важный для меня вопрос. Правильно ли я понимаю?
Beloved friends. A very important question to me. Do I understand correctly that
если его действительно
this law, this rule, love thy friend as thyself, if we could understand it in depth and discover it, it's not just a commandment, the number 11 that is brought to us, but rather it was the condition to receiving the Torah for the people of Israel and assures them their uniqueness and closeness to the Creator.
Yes, yes. Love your friend as yourself is the great rule of the Torah. Rule also means collective in Hebrew. It means that it includes within it everything that a person has to do. If you come to love of others, by this you correct yourself practically, completely. After that, you leap into loving the Creator, because the Creator is revealed as the common force, the collective force that is in the society. And this is why we go from the love of people to the love of the Creator, and not the other way around. Okay, we've got Rehovot.
Rehovot.
Thank you, Rav. I'm not certain that I understood correctly. Who's the bride that's being talked about? And what is beautiful eyes?
The bride is the Shekhinah, the divinity, meaning the revelation of the Creator to the created beings. This is called the Shekhinah. And her eyes are how we check the revelation of the Creator to us. That this revelation is clear and beautiful, and then it's called her eyes being beautiful. PT
35.
Thank you, Rav. How can we neutralize ourselves from all kinds of negative influences and make room that between us that it's more sterile to discover love every moment?
Again?
How can we neutralize ourselves from all kinds of negative foreign influences and make that space between us more sterile to be able to discover love every moment between us?
You can't do it at once. In each degree, we try to clear the area between us from our ego and then see the relationship between us with what is called beautiful eyes. That's the way it is.
I feel like every step forward, we're more sensitive to external influences.
No. From the outside, it's not so much. The main thing is, from within us, we have to increase our influence on one another and understand that only by mutual influence between us, we rise into a more greater and greater connection between us. And at the center of the connection between us, and we reveal in the connection between us, we reveal the upper force, the Creator. Woman, Internet.
Woman.
Good morning, Rav. A question from women from Mac 21. What is the truth towards which we need to reach?
What is the truth to which we need to reach, to come to? That we have beautiful bestowal, absolute bestowal upon everyone. And by this, we, in this, in our bestowal upon everyone, we discover our relation to the Creator, from the love of people to the love of the Creator. And in the love of the Creator, we will then discover how the Creator relates to us according to the law of equivalence of form. As we relate to Him, so He relates to us. And this is what we need to discover.
If we really don't want bestowal, what does a person that is going correctly on the path need to want?
We have nothing more than the way then through our connection to come to a state where we find in the connection between us the root of the connection between us, which is the Creator. I search and search how more and more to connect to the friends, and I discover in my search that what I actually looked for, I supposedly looked for the connection between us, but what I really found is a connection with the Creator, that He is between us.
So,
that's it.
Why in our feelings it seems like we're bestowing, but it's a lie, and nevertheless we are in the calculation of receiving for ourselves. Why is it built that way? And how can we reach a state in which in our mind we'll be able to feel the truth in our mind and our heart?
It is true that we think that we are bestowing upon each other. And it's true that it's a lie. On the one hand. On the other hand, we need to accept it as such and play at it until we give sufficient quantity and quality of labor to really discover the truth. That's the way it should be.
Why is the Holy Shekhinah hiding its face, and under what conditions does it reveal itself to a person?
The Holy Shekhinah is the presence of the Creator among us, meaning a place where the Creator is revealed. The desires in which the Creator is revealed, they are called the Shekhinah. It's a network of desires. And it's hidden until we ourselves really try through our efforts to discover such connections, such relations among us, among the friends from which we build the Shekhinah. Let's say we have 10 friends and we want to connect among us, all of us in this way and that way, so that we build a network of connections between us. And that network, if it begins to operate mutually in all of the various connections among us, we call that network Shekhinah, meaning we build a place where we expect the Creator to be revealed. And He is revealed as the Shochen, the one who is present, the dweller within the Shekhinah. So when the Creator is revealed in the network of connections among us, according to the equivalence of this network that we build, the relations we build, it's equivalence with Him. He is one, but we are 10. So when we build among the 10s such connections, that these connections have the essence of one as well, then it's called one receives one. And that's how He is revealed in the connection between us.
Is mutual connection with the Creator or behalf of a person in the 10 or from the whole 10 that's working together?
Through the 10 from the perspective of a person, to the extent that the person bestows upon the 10, and also from the whole 10 together. Both operate on the Creator. Because both are power of bestowal from our perspective. But there's the power of bestowal of one person, even though it comes through the 10, otherwise it won't be bestowal altogether. And there's the power of bestowal that's coming already from the 10. This is already something very special, which is certainly directed toward the Creator and impels Him.
That's it for the time being.
Very well. So, thank you very much, women. And we're